Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our Wednesday show, Interview with the Witches. I am your host, Aluna Taro, and I'm accompanied by my loyal and faithful co-host, as always, Charuk Vishal.
Good evening, everyone.
Thank you all so much. If you're tuning in from Instagram and Blog Talk Radio, we welcome you. Thanks for all the support and the love, yes, and the art appreciation, all for the love of art, right? But tonight, as usual with this show, we are opening our seat up to interview someone of the metaphysical and spiritual community. What we really love about this show is that we get a glimpse of all of you. You know what I'm saying? It's so much diversity when it comes to magic, spirituality, the occult, and we just really love that this show is getting a taste of everyone, kind of like so much. So with that, our guest tonight is a mystic light worker and channeler. She is also on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, okay? And we want to welcome to our show Elizabeth April. Elizabeth?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi, great.
How are you?
Good, I'm amazing.
Great, I'm so honored that you could be with us tonight. Just to go ahead and jump right into, because I have been watching some of your YouTube videos and I'm just so fascinated with just all the things that you're bringing to the forefront, where you talk about energy working and metaphysics and aliens and grays and things like that. So my first question for you, this is going to be a deep one. So from watching your videos, you describe yourself as an extraterrestrial human hybrid, okay? Would you mind elaborating on what that experience was like for you or is like for you? And how did you come to that understanding about your genealogy?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And like you said, you wanted to hit it pretty hard right at first. So here we are diving into it. I like the way you work already. So this is good. I'll kind of give you a little bit of a background as to who I am and really how I came to understand myself as this ET human hybrid. And so I actually had no real conception of extraterrestrials or aliens or UFOs or any of that kind of stuff growing up. Mm-hmm. I was pretty ignorant to all of it, as most of us are. And it wasn't actually until my first ever conscious abduction at the age of 18, where I really started to open up and understand that, you know, they're actually around. They're here, they're around, and they're definitely interested in humanity. And it was actually after that abduction where I started to really open my mind to understand that not only are they around and they're present, but we can actually have lifetimes as we are these extraterrestrials. And I started having very vivid flashbacks and very vivid recall of myself, actually, as being one of these tall, gray, extraterrestrial, alien-type beings. And that's when, slowly but surely, I started to get these messages that the only reason why I'm existing today is to simultaneously coexist as this extraterrestrial being and to really present this information that I'm receiving to humanity here today.
Wow. Am I the only one that noticed a bit of an echo on the phone, or is that just me?
I don't hear anything.
Feedback.
Okay, maybe that's just me. a little weirdness. a little weirdness, but totally okay. Well, definitely interesting. I think that's just very mind-boggling. I've definitely heard of extraterrestrial beings. I've heard of, you know, Ascended Masters, also the Anunnaki race, the reptilian race. So those things are very, very, very interesting to me. I haven't dived as far as, you know, researching the lineage and, you know, researching the real swept under the rug history that comes with their involvement with humanity. But I'm so glad you're on this show and, like, you're going to share all of that with us. So, Tarouk?
Yes. My question for you is, you know, we spoke about this previously. You know, in my childhood, when I was young, I began to feel like I was being abducted by aliens. You know, I would have these sleep paralysis episodes literally every single night. I developed a fear of the dark that to this day I have not fully mastered. You know, when I would have these episodes, I would see lights going around the room. And next thing you know, I would be completely paralyzed and I could not move. And I developed a fear of extraterrestrials, a fear of aliens, especially the grays. I felt that they were abducting me literally every single night. I felt a sheet being placed over me, and I felt them doing work, like, on my stomach. It was very strange. So my question to you, rehashing this question that I asked you yesterday, because I feel like this was the beginning of me exploring and learning about my psychic abilities and also the occult. So my question for the listeners, do you feel that extraterrestrials, the grays, these otherworldly beings, can they assist you open up and develop your psychic and third eye abilities?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and I do want to expand on this a little bit. And I also want to let you know that you're quite brave in having all of those experiences in the past and to really be here today and open enough to talk about those experiences, because a lot of people do go through these abductions as a child and experiences, and a lot of the time they're alone with these situations. So good for you for doing that. And I will also say that I have had very similar experiences when I was a child with the lights flashing in the room and feeling paralyzed and nosebleeds and things like that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these situations have been blacked out from my memory. So pretty much from the age of around 14 and back, I don't remember a whole lot. Now, I went to go do a past life regression in order to get into these memories, because it kind of freaked me out, the fact that I couldn't remember what happened. And my guides, my ETs, came through very strongly and said there is no need to remember those memories because they are not going to serve you today. So I just want to let you know that the memories that you created when you were a child were definitely through a child's perspective. So no matter if they were extremely fearful at that time or not, you need to, you know, release those karmically, and you need to come into the reason, the purpose, why you were so visited. Because getting to your point, getting to your question, is that especially being visited by the grays are here for humanity's awakening. So either you are playing a role in helping the awakening, or you're at the forefront like I am. And clearly, like you are as well, in spreading this knowledge, truth, and information. And from a very young age, we needed to be visited, and many people are continuing to be visited now, in a way that it is simply opening up and expanding their understanding of not just what's going on in this lifetime, not just what's going on with this humanity, but also expanding themselves to utilize, like you said, their third eye capabilities, as well as their crown chakra and their connection to source energy. So I will say that abductions, sightings, UFO encounters are all directly linked and directly connected to spirituality and conscious awakening.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow. So what's important is not being afraid.
Yes, the important thing is to not be afraid. And I also want to say that there are a lot of fear-driven abductions and encounters out there. And even with those fear-driven encounters, even if that species was trying to put you into a position of fear, some of those species actually feed off of fear. So no matter if you're creating fear out of nothing or you're actually feeding into that fear, fear is not necessary.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
Wow. Okay. So now to go into something that you spoke of a little in your answer, you talked about the awakening. And I also saw in a video that you had tied in with the awakening, you talked about starseed children and indigo children. Would you mind elaborating a little bit on that? What does that necessarily mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll expand on that. So what I've kind of come to understand and believe to be true here at this time on the planet is that there are multiple souls who are here. There are actually millions of souls who are here who are what I would consider starseed or indigo children. And these are simply souls that are not originally from planet Earth who are here to aid us in this awakening process. So there are multiple things going on at this time with regards to the awakening. So the first and biggest thing is that the energy, the simple natural vibrational frequency here on Earth is increasing, okay? So as the vibrational frequency on Earth, on Mother Gaia, increases, then the people who are living on this planet also have to naturally increase their own vibrational frequency, or they will no longer, feel like they resonate in being here. So in that way, a lot of these starseed children, who are these really extraterrestrial, ascended masters, whatever you want to call them, coming through these human bodies, very similar to myself, very similar to many other people out there, are here simply to hold this vibrational frequency and to spread as much truth, knowledge, and information as possible through multitude of different ways. You two do it through a radio show. I do it through public speaking and YouTube videos. And there are many, many others out there right now who are just waking up to their potential. And if I would, really just to spread something to the listeners here today, I would say that it's really time to start asking yourself who you are and why you're here, because guaranteed you are here for a purpose. Guaranteed you are here for a reason. And you are indeed a part of the awakening. And there are so many of you out there who are indeed a part of the awakening who have no idea what their role is to play. So if you start off by simply asking the question, what is my role, what is my purpose, or going to someone like myself or Turok for information, then that's when you can really start gaining access to the truth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have a question. I have a question about spirit guides, because I did see a video of yours on YouTube about the spirit guides and speaking about the earthbound versus the non-earthbound and kind of like what the difference is. Can you elaborate which type of spirit is most helpful, earthbound or non-earthbound? You know, which one has more information, which one is more powerful?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I like the way that you posed it as well. So it's very interesting. It's very subjective, but before I really get into it, just for the listeners who haven't seen that video, I just want to briefly define each. So first of all, I'm not sure where everyone's level of awareness or spirituality is at, but I'm sure a lot of people listening are just simply curious about this stuff. And I just want to put it on the table first and foremost that every single person on this planet has spirit guides. Whether you believe in them or not, whether you call them your angels or what have you, you have them. And spirit guides are simply beings, either, once again, earthbound or non-earthbound, who are here in your life at this time to assist you. So it's very interesting because you can't simply just call upon one spirit guide for everything. You have each and every spirit guide in your life for a different purpose. And in that way, you have earthbound spirit guides as well as non-earthbound spirit guides in your life, once again, for different purposes. Now, to address your question, it really does depend on who you are as a person. So once again, it's subjective as far as who is giving you the most help, because I'll tell you that at different stages in your life, I mean, you might have a core group of, say, 15 spirit guides, but at different stages in your life, you're going to need different spirit guides. So that's why when I tap into your specific spirit guides, I asked to get the most significant spirit guide to you in your life today. However, tomorrow, a whole different spirit guide could be significant to you. So just to give a brief example, you know, if I'm going through relationship issues, I have a beautiful, beautiful mother who is, who is a spirit guide to me, who was my mother in a past lifetime, and she is now my spirit guide in this lifetime, and her sole purpose in my life is to guide me through relationships. It could be romantic relationships, could be family relationships, could be friendships, but either way, she is guiding me and helping me through this human experience with my relationships and my true purpose, and that is her role. And in some moments of my life, I need her more often than not. And so same with these non-earthbound spirit guides. These are spirit guides who do, in fact, come from other lifetimes. They could be future lifetimes. They could be past lifetimes. But these are spirit guides who are in other dimensions, in other realms, and on other planets. And in a lot of ways, they are here to help us with our spiritual growth. And it could be in any sort of way spiritually. But there's many different realms of spirituality, and we have interdimensional spirit guides for each realm of that spirituality. Mm-hmm. So for me, for example, I would have many, many interdimensional spirit guides, and all of them are extremely helpful, whereas my earthbound spirit guides aren't as helpful for me in this lifetime because in a lot of ways I have accepted this human experience, and I have almost conquered it in a way that it no longer really affects me.
Wow, very interesting. So to tap on the whole spirit guide subject, I wanted to ask, what are they receiving, what are they reaping by helping us? Are they ascending themselves? Are they getting some sort of pleasure through watching us? Or is there some sort of, you know, get full sort of thing?
Yeah, okay, that's a great question, and it opens up a whole new subject within that subject, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
So I'll kind of explain it this way. There are, briefly, this is physics here, there are 12 different dimensions within this universe, okay? So we here as humans on planet Earth, we reside on the third dimension, okay, the third physical dimension. Now, if you think about it this way, our non-earthbound spirit guides are from other dimensions. And contained within every dimension, the only reason why you are manifested within that dimension is to learn a lesson, okay? So as we learn our lessons and we grow, we move forward throughout these dimensions. So there is a set number of lessons to learn confined within every dimension. So say the third dimension, you have to learn 1,000 lessons, and then you move on to the fourth dimension, and then the fifth dimension, and then the sixth dimension. So now put it into the perspective of your spirit guides residing in these other dimensions, coming down to the third dimension to help us out in order so that they can learn their own lessons. So in essence, that is their main gain from helping us, is so that they can also learn their lessons. And it's kind of funny in this way because you cannot take spirit guides information for the truth, okay? Because once again, they're still learning their lessons. And I've had my fair share of confronting these spirit guides in giving me information that benefits them rather than benefits the person that they are guiding, which is very interesting.
Wow.
So yes, once again, it's really taking every piece of information with a grain of salt.
Wow, that was very interesting to think. Do you find some of them a bit, are there deceptive spirit guides? Are there sort of self-serving or selfish spirit guides out there?
Well, you know what? Yeah, and Oh, the majority of the spirit guides who are out there are in a soul group of service to others. That is why they are a spirit guide in the first place. There are, however, many, many deceptive beings out there in the universe. And just on that note, I want to share a story because I feel intuitively drawn. So maybe this really resonates with you or resonates with one of the listeners. And I was meditating. So I was meditating one day. It was maybe a year ago. And I saw these eyes looking at me, right, during this meditation. And they looked like human eyes. And I said, you know, who is that? Who's here? And so all of a sudden I see this, like, you know, this human man standing in front of me in this as my eyes were closed. And so I asked, I said, who are you? And, you know, he's trying to tell me who he is and that he's, you know, here to help me out. And I just didn't get a good feeling about this individual. And I said, no, who are you really? And all of a sudden, this human man that I thought was standing in front of me turned to, like, it almost looked like a piece of cardboard. You know those cardboard cutouts? And there was this alien standing behind this pretty much cardboard cutout of this human.
Oh, my
gosh. And I'm like,
gosh.
What are you doing? Why are you trying to hide yourself, you know? And it was really just the fact that that alien in particular thought that its appearance would be shocking to me. So it wanted to present itself in a way that would be more considerate, I guess. But it literally looked like an ET staring through a cutout of a human. And I'm like, this just isn't right. Like, just show me your true self, right? So anyway, that's just a funny story that I thought I'd share.
That's well,
so
you confronted
amazing.
It very bravely because I probably would have fell out of my chair. really? So, do you have another question, Taruk?
I have many. That story literally made me get goosebumps because I could see it as you were telling it, you know. And it's funny, I had an entity who looked like a gray, and I used the scrying mirror to connect with this entity, and the way that it looked took me aback, and I actually hurt the entity's feelings, and I could feel his pain that I was afraid, and I kind of judged his appearance because he looked like that, and I apologized to him, and we worked on my comfort level with his appearance. So it's kind of funny that you know, this entity was using a facade or to trying to, you know, so that's just very interesting. Well, my question for you next is about the reptilians. And once again, I did watch one of your YouTube videos where you were speaking about them living in the fourth dimension and that they can somehow connect with people who are here in the third somehow, you know, because you said that they're not able to travel through dimensions, that they're kind of like stuck in the fourth, but yeah. It seems like there are some humans here with reptilian DNA who they can kind of maybe somehow travel through it into their bodies or something like that.
Shapeshift.
Yeah, can shapeshift. But before you answer that question, I wanted to ask you a quick, this is going to be loaded. I have a question for you. As far as the reptilians, are they related to dinosaurs? Are they a part of the dinosaur family? Were they walking with dinosaurs? Because you also said they were here on the planet first before we were. So are they related to dinosaurs?
That's a good question. And to be honest, I've never channeled that. But as you ask that question, a lot of information is coming through. The reptilians were actually here on the planet before dinosaurs were, and it's cool that you asked this because it's actually giving me more information that I've never discovered before, and what my guides are telling me here, what they're showing me, I guess, about the history, is that they actually, they pretty much created the dinosaurs, very similar to how they kind of created us as this experiment. It's almost like they took these tiny little lizards, like prehistoric lizards, and they injected their DNA into these lizards, and it grew and it manifested into this huge dinosaur colony or dinosaur race. And that was their experiment.
Wow.
But their experiment was not meant to survive because the capacity of the dinosaurs could only get to a certain biological level of intelligence. Anyway,
ooh,
so that's
interesting.
Yeah, so that's, I'm glad you asked that question because that's really interesting information.
Yeah.
So,
so as far as I'm connecting to the third dimension, and as far as like reptilian hybrids living here, how do they connect psychically through people here and manifest them since they're not able to travel?
Yeah, so I'll explain how they kind of connect to humanity. It is in two different ways. So the reptilians come through humans, and they have a technology which allows them to shapeshift. And what has happened throughout human history is a lot of genetic DNA being kept in the same family. And a lot of this genetic DNA is reptilian DNA. The higher reptilian DNA an individual human has, the easier it is for a reptilian to shapeshift into that human and pretty much take over their body in a way. So that's one way, and that's one way that the reptilians are able to control this humanity, is through taking over especially these major corporations and these major companies and presidents and you know, the World Bank and all of that is all done by these reptilians who have formed this, you know, shadow government. But then there's another way that reptilians are actually able to travel interdimensionally, as you were talking, and this is actually a completely separate thing. And what the reptilians do in order to gain access to spiritual insights and interdimensional travel is they actually perform blood and sex rituals on psychics and people with spiritual energy, okay? So it's almost like within people who are more connected, the molecular structure of our blood and of our genealogy and our DNA is different. And in that way, if they actually drink our blood, they gain access to a lot of the powers that we have. So so there is two ways that they kind of manipulate or control or connect to humanity. That being said, especially for the people listening, I don't want this to be a fear-based thing. The reptilians are here because they are meant to be here. Everything is happening according to plan, if that is ever a worry. Because what I'm trying to do right now is to get humanity, to get society away from a fear-based mindset. The more we are scared of the government, the more we're scared of religion, the more we're scared of the economy, the more fear we're really funneling into this system. So I want you to take your fear away, understand that everything is going as planned, and also understand that not every reptilian as an individual is evil or cruel. So just wanted to put that out there as well.
Wow.
Okay. So to move away from the fear base for a second, I wanted to ask you, what is the real concept behind existing here in this matrix? I know you spoke about, you know, really higher conscious expansion and awareness, but with so much sort of chaos, you know, and so much fear-based tactics, do you feel like it's a losing game? Because so many of us are, you know, stuck and kind of just coming to this awakening point, and then it's like something happens within our lives or something happens to us, and it feels like we go three or four steps back. What is the concept of that?
Okay, well, that is definitely a loaded question because, like you mentioned, there is a lot going on this planet at this time. So part of the big picture here, and this is pretty much what you're asking, is what is the point, what is the purpose, what is the big picture of what's really going on? And part of the big picture here is the fact that we are learning our lessons and moving through this third dimension in order to gain higher consciousness throughout other dimensions. So that's only part of the picture. And that's pretty much the standard picture for every dimension, okay? But I will tell you, at this pivotal moment on Earth, at this time, we are this crazy experiment to the universe. Planet Earth is here for a reason, and we are going through, whether you're aware of it or not, this absolute epic battle between light and dark forces. And everyone who is on this planet at this time is a warrior. I call everyone light warriors because we are all a warrior fighting against, you know, this dark energy, or we're consumed by it, right? But eventually we're going to have to pick a side, and eventually one side is going to take over. One side is going to win. Believe it or not, I don't believe that any side has won yet. I do believe that we have been stuck in a very dark time. A lot of people don't see it as that, but I absolutely see it as being controlled. And at this time, the bigger picture is to really conquer through this, once again, this fear, and to come into our own conscious awakening and understanding of who we are and why we're here at this time. And that is so much bigger than just moving through this dimension, because we are an experiment on the brink of a breakthrough. And that's how I feel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Definitely. Okay, well, we have about almost 10 minutes left, so I normally like to use the last part of the show, you and I talked about this, we're having our guests do either a tarot reading of, or some form of divination, but understanding that you don't use sort of any tools, I wanted to ask you, would you reach out into the ether or higher dimensions as you do and channel down information for our listeners to sort of take away from this interview with you? What is a message that you want to leave with everyone here tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just take a minute here and channel and see what's going on, see what the universe has to say, and see what the main message is, the reason why people have gathered here tonight to listen in. So just one second.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm getting a message here. It's quite loud. It's very, very clear. And I'm just going to kind of go into it and see what comes up. And the main message that they have for all of the listeners, and really for all of humanity and society at this time, like right now, right here, right today, is to start connecting. That is the main word that they brought up to me, is connection. And believe it or not, that is exactly what we are all doing here today, is connecting, okay? So they're not just talking about, you know, connecting to your neighbor. They're not just talking about connecting to your family. They're talking about connecting to source energy. They're talking about connecting to your spirit guides, and especially they are talking about connecting with your own internal consciousness, because there is no greater source of information, which is very interesting that we brought up these sources of information and the fact that spirit guides might not and usually don't always have all of the information for us. It is actually going within and asking yourselves, what do we need to know? Where you really find and pinpoint the real and true answers. So the big message here is start connecting. And if you're really sitting there and you're like, okay, I want to connect, this is why I'm here, I'm seeking the information, I'm doing my part, I would also say the first step to connection is asking the right questions. Who do I want to connect to? Who am I in relation to this grand scheme of awakening? Why am I here at this time, and who can I connect to pertaining to my spirit guides and my guardian angel and all of my interdimensional family members? Where do those connections lie? So let's get away from the fear base. Let's get away from the government. Let's stop worrying about Trump for 2 seconds and start worrying about our awakening. It's true, because all Trump is doing at this time is distracting us away from our own true connection to our consciousness. Stop paying attention to him or retweeting him or doing whatever, you know, feeding attention to him, whether it be positive or negative, is still giving him the power. Start giving yourself the power. start empowering yourself, understanding why you're here, and start waking up to the possibilities.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Honey, and with that, and with that, the pie has been baked. She's out of the oven. She's been sliced and served.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just want to say to you just one last thing. I just want to give a big shout out to the two of you. You asked some really informative questions. Not everyone asked me such in-depth questions, so I really do respect the fact that you respect where I'm coming from, and you totally get it. And I really do thank you for providing me a platform to really reach out and get this information out there.
Yes.
No, it was a pleasure.
I have one more question to ask.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Okay, so my last question for you, because I wanted to ask this question before. So now I want to ask you about light energy versus dark energy. And I did see your video, and you were talking about, you know, having non-attachment and learning both the good or bad, and also not reacting to bad habits and viewing these things objectively and finding balance. Now, just talk very briefly, because I wanted to kind of elaborate just a little bit about that, about balancing both light and dark, the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm. So the main thing here, just, you know, briefly to point out about the good and the bad, the light and the dark, and what you're specifically referring to is your own internal light and dark. So battling with yourself between your ego and your consciousness. The main thing that we need to take away and we need to understand about this balance or about this internal battle is the fact that just as much as we accept and love our light, we must also accept and love our dark. And that's what it comes down to. Because it is not, we cannot accept the love within ourselves unless we accept the darkness first. And we cannot expect to accept the love, the light, or the dark within anyone else until we have not only revealed that within ourselves, but also accepted and loved both sides of that.
Mm, wow, thank you. Thank you so much for that.
That was really, I like that point of which you touched on, because just within the community of spirituality itself, you see a lot of people either wanting to cling so tightly to the light or wanting to cling so tightly to the dark. And you see a lot of times with people that they are in this sort of spiritual community, they're talking about expansion, awareness, consciousness, and accepting all things, but they're not all the time inclusive on anything that is different, or understanding or acknowledging of anything that is different. So it's a very good message that you pointed out about accepting the dark and people, or thing, not even the dark, but just something that you might not necessarily understand or agree with. Sometimes it's all perspective, you know? So I think it was a very interesting point that you touched on. And now to get back to just honoring you and thanking you so much for being on the show with us, because, like, you really, really, it was really, really a pleasure to connect with you and research your videos. I'm actually subscribed. Yes, I am subscribed.
Amazing.
I'm intrigued by everything that you are talking about. And it was just an honor to have you on the show again and expand this platform for you to reach out. And I hope that people that are listening, that they do take away the message that you brought tonight about, you know, tuning out the distraction of the world, tuning out the materialism, tuning out the politics, and tuning out the fear base, and really getting into touch with themselves, because that is the source. And that is the only way we can grow and expand within ourselves. So with that, Tarouk, do you have anything else?
Well, Elizabeth, you quickly tell everyone where they can find you on the internet and social media.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those of you who are out there and really resonating with what I'm all about, definitely suggest reaching out or even just following me. So I'm pretty much across any and all social media platforms. I'm all over YouTube. I release a new video every single week, every Friday, about anything and everything the universe has to offer. So that's just Elizabeth April on YouTube. You can also just find me on my website, elizabethapril.com, as well as Facebook, just simply Elizabeth April, and I'm also all over Instagram as well.
Perfect. Well, with that, we want to thank you, Elizabeth, and everyone who has tuned in with us tonight. Again, if you aren't following us, make sure you follow us, because we will have our Interview with the Witches series every Wednesday. We also will be coming back with Season 2, where we will be opening up the lines to have our listeners call in and ask questions themselves. So that'll be pretty cool, too. So with that, you can follow my Instagram at Aluna Tarot and Taruk's personal Instagram at Taruk Vishal. And with that, we want to wish everyone a wonderful night.
Good night, everyone.